Mohammed Farouk refused to marry the woman his family had chosen for him. His punishment? Having corrosive acid thrown in his face.
It felt like water, but I was wrong. The acid burned my face and body. My skin sounded like dried leaves cracking.
40% of the acid attack victims in Pakistan are men or boys. Farouk endured horrific physical pain and deep depression.
At first, I was devastated. There was nothing left in my life. No past, no future, no present.
Mohammad Hassan Mangi, Director General of the Pakistan Ministry of Human Rights, says there are laws in place against acid throwing, but he admits more needs to be done.
You need to have such methods and things in practice that you can express your even anger in a decent manner. That needs to be understood by the society.
There were 143 acid attacks registered with the Acid Survivors Foundation in 2013. Most were against women and girls. Nusrat Bibi's brother refused to marry into her husband's family. She paid the price. She's had 17 surgeries to rebuild her face and body.
Anyone who saw me got scared. They showed my pictures to my children to scare them, telling them their mother was frightening and had become a ghost.
Valerie Khan, chair of the Acid Survivors Foundation in Islamabad, says breaking the stigma of the survivors' scars is essential to their survival.
It's about rebuilding your mind, your self-esteem, and it's about reclaiming your space in the community and in the public space as a man, a woman, who deserves and will obtain and achieve respect and dignity again.
Farouk no longer hides his face. He is trying his hand at photography. He's living his life.
My message to those that did this is that you tried your best to kill us, but we have been saved. God willing, we will move on. Never lose hope. Be patient. This is a test of patience. God will reward us.
Sharon Bain, VOA News, Islamabad.
Okay, so you make it very brief because we have like 2 minutes left.